on the radio. And we prove it every day. KZST, Santa Rosa.
Good evening. Welcome aboard. Welcome to your Friday night. Friday night, girls' night. Friday night on a shortened week. A lot of folks had Monday off. So I hope that you had a good week, a short week. And I hope you stick around all night long. The phone lines are open. 1-888-633-5452.
Slow down and love someone with
good evening, Amanda. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Who are you thinking about tonight? Who's on your heart?
Dan. He's my best friend.
Dan buddy friend, Dan best friend, Dan sweetheart friend.
Best friend.
Best friend. And what song do you want to play for Dan tonight? It sounds like you're missing him.
I was just hoping you could find one for me.
I could do that. Have you got homework yet to do tonight?
No, I actually finished it.
Good girl. All right. Then you have my full permission to simply listen to the music all night long. Call your best friends, and I'll play a song for Dan.
Thank you.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you? There's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go as you shoot up.
just down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys were standing in the shadow, and the good girls were home with broken hearts. I'm free, I'm free falling, yeah, I'm free, free falling.
Delilah's dilemma is from Holly, who says, I'm in love with an amazing man. Years ago, we dated and lost touch. Then after 5 years, we reconnected and now we are engaged. He is the love of my life. He's helping me raise my two little girls that love him with all their heart. Our first year, we lived states away and we were lucky to see each other once a month. It was very hard, but we made it work. Now we live together and see each other every day. Best choice I ever made. Really. She goes on to say, my dilemma is that he is a workaholic. I'm proud of him for all that he's accomplished and he deserves the best. But he has a tendency to forget or push aside his promises to me because of his job. Sometimes I feel that his job is pulling us apart, or that it means more to him. At first, we would fight about it. He would say I come first, that he was just trying to take care of his family. I believe him, and I don't know if I'm being selfish or not. I want him here, and to do what he constantly promises to do. Now I just don't say anything, and I hold it all inside. I'm starting to resent him and his job. Am I wrong for feeling this way? Please help me, from a very confused Holly. Holly, I will have my words of wisdom coming up next. You're listening to Delilah, Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
Ready to change your phone service? You got to check out Boost Infinite Wireless at boostinfinite.com. You get their low-priced service and a brand new iPhone every year. And Boost Infinite's new technology gives you three networks for the price of one, so you get the best quality calls and data anywhere you are. No one can do that except Boost. Switch today at boostinfinite.com or call 855-55-BOOST. See boostinfinite.com for terms and conditions.
It's Macy's after Christmas sale with incredible year-end deals, like 25 to 70% off his New Year's Eve looks, 50 to 60% off boots and handbags to complete her look, and 50% off designer bedding from Hotel Collection and more. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Oh, this cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day, medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Ordinary tissues can leave you with a red nose. So choose Puffs Plus Lotion for all of your blows. Puffs have lotion to soothe sensitive skin so you can wipe without wincing. It's a win-win. Puffs have cushiony thickness, which brings relief too, so the days of sore red noses are gone and through. When you're after soothing softness, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
KZST.
Physically fit, you also have to be mentally fit.
I wish that more warriors would realize how important it is that you get the psychological support that you need so that you can focus on the rest of your life.
I think it takes strength in order to admit that you have an issue, but it also takes intuitiveness of a friend, a leader, a supervisor to pick up on the signal that the soldier is having issues and needs to seek professional help in dealing with it.
It's also important for the lowest possible levels of leadership to be very supportive in helping their members get the help that they need.
When I went to get help, I had more help than I could ask for from my entire command.
It's sometimes challenging to come to a senior staff member or senior officer in the unit with a problem.
There's not a commanding officer out there or a leadership staff out there that doesn't want to help. So don't hesitate. Come ask.
Learn more by visiting www.realwarriors.net or calling 1-866-966-1020.
If you've been a listener for a while, then you already know what KZST is all about. You're going to hear the biggest variety of music, and you're going to hear about the good things in life. Because KZST is all about Sonoma County, and KZST is all about you. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Holly. She and her two daughters moved in with her boyfriend. And though he makes promises to her, he doesn't follow through because he's a workaholic. Holly, you don't say what your boyfriend's profession is, what kind of job he has, or what you mean when you say he's a workaholic. There are people who are addicted to their jobs. There are people who are addicted to projects, and no matter how much they take on and no matter how much they produce, it's never enough. And their family comes second or third or fourth or fifth. But because you don't describe his behaviors at all, except that he's breaking promises, I have nothing to go on here except that he's a hardworking man who's trying to provide for you and the girls. So if he is working more than 50, 60 hours a week, the bottom line is 40 hours a week. But if you're trying to make ends meet in this economy, in this world, usually it means working two jobs or working 50, 55, 60 hours a week. And if it is more than that, if he's working more than 10 hours a day, he is probably a workaholic. Either that or he's just a very dedicated young man and his chosen profession is demanding more of him right now than it should be. But that isn't something I can answer because I don't know what his patterns of behavior are. He could be going out after work with friends and drinking or partying or drugging and then telling you that he's at work. He could be running around with another woman and telling you he's at work. He could be watching videos on the internet or playing video games and telling you it's work. I don't know. I don't have those facts. You would have to be the one to discern that. And then you are going to have to say, if you make a commitment to me or the girls, you have to follow through. You can't make commitments, blow them off, and then say, oh, well, I was working. It doesn't work that way. That's not what love is all about. So you two are going to have to learn to communicate, and then you are going to have to trust your judgment.